Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview. So thanks for joining me and welcome back. The winter quarter entitled Faith in Action explores faith as both belief and action. The February unit is entitled Self-Control, Upright, and Godly Faith, and looks at passages from the books of Acts, James, and 1 Timothy, emphasizing the importance of faith authenticated by works and faith that helps to transform lives. This Sunday's lesson, entitled A Disciplined Faith, one of the major characteristics that separates mankind from the rest of the animal species on earth is our ability to use words to communicate. In this respect, man is like God. The Bible teaches us that God used words to frame the world. So, we know that words have power depending upon who speaks them. Even our Lord Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. Our words also have power. They bring into existence things that are not by placing things into motion. These things are the thoughts and ideas that cause people to do and think one thing or another. This is why James cautions us to be very careful with our words. James begins this chapter by saying that people offend or stumble in many ways. I believe what James means is that we don't always get things right, which can result in harm to someone or something. But not getting something right and sin is not necessarily the same thing. Our intentions may be good and noble, but the result may not turn out to be as we intended. This is an example of an offense or stumble which may have caused harm, but the intent to harm was never there. Another example may be a car accident in which people are harmed or even killed. The reason for the accident may be that the person was weary from working or not getting enough sleep and had a momentarily lapse in concentration. That is an offense or stumble because people were harmed. But would we call what happened a sin on the part of the driver? So in many ways we can harm someone, but in word should not be one. Words lead to actions, and actions lead to all kind of things. Most actions are preceded by or influenced by words. Therefore, James says, if we can control our words, we can control ourselves and control others to a certain degree. Words define us and proceed from the heart. It is by them we will be justified or condemned. See Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. Words that intend to tear down or harm, and words that build up and help, shouldn't come from the same tongue. This is what James is saying to his readers. Be extremely careful and think about what you say, because words have power to set things in motion and to move people and things from one point to another. There may be some offenses that may be unavoidable, but the ones caused by words are the results of us not realizing the power of words to do good or evil, and not exercising the divine call for us to use them with restraint, prudence, and love toward the person they are spoken to for good. Don't let your words or even the words of others control you, but God has given us the power to control our words. Just think what would happen if God didn't control His words. His words can create universes and just as easily destroy them. Let's learn to be like our Father and control our words. Because if we do that, James says that is the mark of perfection. You can get a better understanding of this lesson by reading the daily Sunday school readings found in your Sunday school book, which can also be accessed through our website and mobile app. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday school this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of faith in action. So until then, grace and peace.